The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that which has born of thee holy shall be called the Son of God. This may be the single greatest announcement made to the human race. Angel Gabriel came to Mary and explained to her that she would help bring on to the earth the Lord, and that he would take on a human form and make it divine. What an incredible message the Lord was sending to Mary through the angel Gabriel. Now, when we look to the Lord in his second coming, he gives us so many more truths to explain to us how important and how special and how amazing this message is. And we can begin by looking at what the Lord tells us about the angel Gabriel. By Gabriel is understood the ministry of those who teach out of the word that Yahuwah has come into the world and that the human he acquired there is the Son of God and divine, the Lord teaches us in Apocalypse Revealed. So this message Mary was receiving, she received from an angel called Gabriel, but she received it from an entire society of angels who love nothing more than to teach that the Lord is divine and he came on earth and glorified his human form. That's what they love more than anything else to teach. And they were teaching that to Mary then when it was recorded in the Gospel of Luke and preserved in divine providence for us to hear today. And even now, as we sit here in this church building, those angels of the Society Gabriel are teaching these very same truths to us, that they love above all other truths, that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. And we also learn from the Lord why this message is so important. In Apocalypse Revealed, again, he teaches that the Lord's human is divine, and that this is to be approached, that the Father may be approached, since Yahuwah God, who is the Lord from eternity, through it sent himself into the world and made himself visible to the eyes of men, and thus accessible. Visible and accessible. Because we know that Jesus Christ is the Lord, he is now visible and accessible. If we didn't have this message, there would be uncertainty about our idea of God. And if there's uncertainty about our idea of God, nothing else in religion falls into place or makes sense. It all becomes obscure if we can't see who the Lord is. In fact, in true Christian religion, the Lord teaches on the right idea of God, the whole body of theology hangs like a chain on its first link. Everything the Lord teaches us in sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine is so that we can be conjoined with the Lord in his divine human, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this announcement by Gabriel to Mary helps us understand that the Lord is Jesus Christ. Without an idea of God that we can see and access, we can't be conjoined with him. But now that we know the Lord came into the world and took on a human form which he made divine, we can be conjoined with the Lord. We can see him. We can access him. When we read the sacred scripture, when we read the heavenly doctrine, we can be conjoined with the Lord and his divine human. When we read these words, or have them read aloud to us, or better yet, hear them out of the voice of a little child, if we listen carefully and humbly and innocently, we will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and his divine human. Because he came on earth and took on a human form and made it divine. We can picture the Lord watching and smiling as we read his sacred scripture, as we read his words of the heavenly doctrine. We can even picture the Lord as we struggle with teachings in his second coming, looking down and reaching out his arm and putting his strong hand on our shoulder to help us work through difficult passages from his very own mouth. If we listen for his divinely human voice and his word, we will hear it. Now we can also be conjoined with the Lord because he came on earth and took on a human form through prayer. when we get down on our knees and humbly submit ourselves to the Lord, and either repeat his very own words that he gave us in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer, or say our own words to the Lord if we need help in a particular area, or comfort, or enlightenment. As we pray to the Lord and speak to the Lord, because he came on earth and glorified a human form, we can picture the Lord hearing our prayers with his divinely human ears. We can picture the Lord standing right there, looking at us with his divinely human eyes. And we can picture the Lord loving us with his divinely human heart. Now, because the Lord was born on earth and took on a human form which he made divine, now we can truly love the Lord. And we can truly receive the Lord's love. If we couldn't picture the Lord as Jesus Christ, how could we really love him? If we couldn't picture the Lord as Jesus Christ, how could we really feel his love? But now, because we know the Lord came on earth in a divinely human form, we can picture the Lord in that form, reaching out his arms to us, comforting us, helping us. It is this accessibility that the Lord was explaining to us in Apocalypse Revealed when he said, he made himself visible to the eyes of men and thus accessible. Visible and accessible when we read the word. Visible and accessible when we pray to the Lord. Visible and accessible when we live our life from love to the Lord. And this accessibility is why the Lord teaches in true Christian religion. The new church is the crown of all the churches that have hitherto existed on earth because it is the worship of one visible God in whom is the invisible, like the soul in the body. Thus, and not otherwise, is a conjunction of God with man possible. Gabriel's announcement to Mary gives us the idea of a divinely human God who we can be conjoined with. And this announcement was given to Mary because Mary represents the church. Each one of us can be the church if we receive this announcement like Mary did. If we, like Mary, are a willing servant of the Lord. If we are a willing servant of the Lord, then the Lord will help us to overcome our hereditary evil as we follow the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this message, this announcement that we read in the Gospel of Luke, this announcement the Lord says again in a little different way at the very end of True Christian Religion, the last published work of the Heavenly Doctrine. This is one of the final messages the Lord gives us in his second coming, which is very similar, because this is so important and part of his divine revelation from beginning to end. He says, upon the completion of his second coming, he called together his 12 disciples that followed him in the world and sent them forth throughout the whole spiritual world, preaching the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ reigns, whose kingdom shall be for ages and ages. This is also the Annunciation. And it is this message in the Heavenly Doctrine that Gabriel taught to Mary. When Gabriel said, when the Lord said through Gabriel, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen.